This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why is Mary Dixon wearing a hard hat?
I don't know, because she can. She's Mary Dixon. She gets to do what she wants to do.
Is it wrong that she kind of looks cute in a hard hat?
That's on you, man.
Yeah, that's a good look. And actually, I think you could pull that off. I think that works. It's not Daniel's copper pot on his head. I
mean, it's not.
Nothing,
no, he took that on vacation with him.
Be that hot, but that's. I guess when it says hard hat area, she was issued a hard hat. We were not.
No, and that's probably for the best.
Because they'd rather protect her head than protect our heads when we're walking around.
I think they're worried about you going in there and taking the fun out of construction.
I think it's an actual valuation of importance of head. I think someone's actual cranium is considered more important when they're issued an Entercom official hard hat, and ours are obviously expendable.
And is that Entercom official?
I don't know.
It's got some sort of label on there.
It's
got a logo.
If it's not sanctioned, you know, it might not work. It's sort of like the USA Hockey that you have to have it up to date.
Oh, certified and printed. It every season before it starts.
It says executive construction.
Oh, no, I didn't.
No, we didn't say that.
Never known this.
As far as
executive
you know.
Executive construction. Okay.
Wherever.
Yeah, you can talk.
Pick a microphone.
This is sort of in the place for Entercom
Dixon,
brethren.
Oh, yeah. You do whatever you want.
Yeah, I believe that you're allowed to just go into any studio and turn on any mic at any time. Hello.
The producer said I could not possibly ruin your show today.
Today?
I had a question for Jay Zawaski, That's it.
Okay.
And I don't go anywhere now unless I've got my hard hat, because the construction guys were like, you need a hard hat.
Well, Jay,
what, they didn't give one
so
to you?
Got it from them. No,
they didn't care.
They don't really talk to us.
They actually were urging me into areas where things were falling.
Sure, that's an operating buzzsaw. Yeah, just stay. Right. Come on.
Maybe
come
they're
on.
Listeners, but no, they were concerned. They're nice guys. You know, maybe you just need to show more interest in, you know, crafts and craftsmanship. Like I do.
Well, I peek in there every day to see how it's going, and it's just amazing that there's only like five or six guys doing all the work. Yeah. You picture like this team, like of insects all
over the
place.
Well, there are a lot of guys upstairs too.
Oh.
They're doing a lot of stuff.
More work going on upstairs or here?
It's really about the same, but it's all, you know, but they're, and now they're building the staircase, which I'm jokingly calling the ball pit. Because I think they're just
jokingly?
They're going to have you guys just jump in when you have a bad day.
Or a good one. They would reward us for a good day.
So everything going okay here, though?
Yeah,
wonderfully. We played your 6 a.m. News update from yesterday.
I can tell. This is what I was asking. Yeah. Because, you know, it's just a joke. Although I was looking at the list of the universities that these parents are bribing their kids into. And I was like, you know, I know USC is a good school. But now I'm getting messages from... you know, disgruntled USC grads.
Yep.
Alumni Association.
Why are you making fun of USC? I'm like, I know it's a good school.
It's a bit.
I just want you to know, I got into NIU on my own merit. My parents did not have to bribe my way in. So, you know,
see?
I would have killed to go to USC. But it's just, it's not Yale. I mean, come on. People,
it's not
who went to USC know that. I saw Duke on the list.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
People bribed to go in a Duke.
Which coach, though?
How much did your parents pay to get you in on the badminton team?
Yeah. Whatever it was worth it. Whatever it was best 4 years of my life. I don't care. Like you're going through the process now as I am.
Yeah.
This
is what makes me doubly mad. Because I had to work my butt off to go to a state school that had a second class syndrome with U of I, and then you have these people just, you know, writing checks, which, you know, come on. And now I'm going through it with my own kid, and you're just like, it's so hard. If I could write a check, if I had that ability, I don't think I would, because it's wrong.
It isn't. I think Heidi Stevens of the Tribune wrote the best piece yet about this, about not understanding that it's not about your own sense of self-worth. Why not actually make it about your kid's collegiate experience and the proper fit and the place where your kid is going to be happy and nurtured intellectually and socially away from you and starting their life as an adult and be successful? I mean, how about nothing there?
Or just do what my parents did, which is, well, we can afford to send you here, so you're going to go
here. This is where you're going.
This is the one place you will apply. I turned out fine. You know, I was going to join the circus anyway.
It's almost
did.
Yeah, I did.
Right? We all did.
Building that actually on the ninth floor. It's almost as if higher education shouldn't cost as much as it does. It's almost like it probably
absolutely should not.
Shouldn't be that way.
Crazy.
Just, you know, for what it's worth.
But so I keep hearing from college counselor that it's a fit to be made, not a prize to be won.
Oh, what a lovely turn of phrase.
She keeps saying it to us.
Reminder?
I think it's because I'm married to an Ivy Leaguer. But the USA thing, just a joke. Everyone settle down. I'm glad it made you guys laugh.
Glad everyone took it in stride.
All you need is a clipboard and a fluorescent vest. And
you could go anywhere.
Yeah, Jay has this rule that if you have hard hat, clipboard, and a fluorescent vest, you can get anywhere in the world.
That's kind of true.
Uh-huh. Like you know what you're doing. Jot some notes and walk.
You know, also, when you look like me, I look so harmless, you know, and I'm this silly looking middle-aged woman with glasses like, hey, what's going on here? Why are all the police here? And people just tell you anything.
Well, do you get what I get all the time? Like, I'm the person who's always stopped. The tourists stop me on the street to ask random things.
Yeah.
And I'm also, I've learned this, as I've become middle-aged, I'm the person now people ask where the bathroom is.
Is you look like you've just come
from there? Do I look like I'm the person who would know or would need one urgently? Do I smell like I just come out of one? Something is drawing people to me. Like, that's a guy who would know where the bathroom is.
See, they walk by Connor and they're like, that's a guy who's going to pee in the alley.
Yeah, don't talk to that guy. He looks like he's either out of breath or his hands are just kind of wet.
Don't talk to that guy. I'm not shaking that guy's hand. I'm going to ask this guy. He looks very persnickety.
Always lovely to talk to you.
Nice
thanks for
to see
stopping
you. Thanks. Thanks for the spring marketing campaign. Really appreciate it.
That is our WXRT morning colleague, Mary Dixon. She is part of the Lynn Bramer Mary Dixon experience. That is,
parents paid off college coaches to recruit their kids into sports they didn't play, and paid off testing administrators to goose their kids' SAT scores so they'd get into elite colleges and USC.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.